And now, from the Kids Zone, it's Bedtime Adventures. 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 Yeah, but, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Well, because it's cool. Well, because it's cool. Well, because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the fourth day of Christmas. So excited to share tonight's Christmas tale with you entitled Stolen Presents. Now, before we begin, I want to remind you of one thing. With all good stories, we must start from the start and begin from the beginning. In the enchanting town of Evergreen, nestled between snow-capped mountains and pine forests, a sense of excitement filled the air as Christmas approached. This year, however, a mysterious occurrence disrupted the festive cheer. Four calling birds, known for the melodious voices that echoed through the town, found themselves entangled in a perplexing mystery. James, Jed, and Jace, the adventurous trio of boys, were spending the evening in Evergreen Square when they heard an urgent call from the four calling birds. The birds fluttered down from their usual perch in the towering pine tree, their feathers ruffled with distress. "Something terrible has happened," chirped the leader of the birds, a lively blackbird named Rosie. The other birds, Bella, Oliver, and Max, tweeted in agreement. The usually harmonious calls had turned into a cacophony of worry. You see, the mystery unfolded when the boys and the birds discovered that Santa's workshop had been ransacked, and the presents for the children of Evergreen had disappeared. Even more troubling, an elf named Elara was found storming away angrily, accusing the four calling birds of causing the chaos. Determined to solve the mystery and clear their names, Rosie and the others enlisted the help of James, Jet, and Jace. Together they embarked on a quest to find the missing presents and uncover the truth behind the mysterious incident. Their journey took them through the snowy streets of the North Pole, following a trail of tinsel and candy canes that seemed to lead nowhere. The boys and birds faced challenges, but their determination never wavered. Along the way, they encountered other woodland creatures willing to help. Squirrels, rabbits, and even a wise old owl named Ollie. Now, as they ventured deeper into the forest, the mystery unraveled. Elara, the angry elf, had been framed by a mischievous pair of gremlins who wanted to spoil Christmas for everyone. The gremlins had hidden the presents in a secret cave within the woods. With teamwork and clever thinking, the boys and the four calling birds outsmarted the gremlins and retrieved the stolen gifts. Elara, grateful for the assistance, joined forces with the unlikely team to return the presents to Santa's workshop. As the sun set on Christmas Eve, the town of Evergreen erupted in joy and laughter. The mystery was solved and the true spirit of Christmas prevailed. The four calling birds, once accused and distressed, were now hailed as heroes, and their melodious calls echoed through the town, creating a symphony of celebration. Santa, having heard of their bravery, visited Evergreen Square to thank the boys and the birds personally. As a token of appreciation, he granted Rosie, Bella, Oliver, and Max the ability to spread joy not only through their calls, but also by magically bringing a twinkle of holiday cheer to those who heard them. The boys, the four calling birds, and the once angry elf celebrated together, creating a bond that would forever be etched in the magical tapestry of Evergreen's Christmas history. The mystery of the stolen presents had not only been solved, but it brought together an unlikely group of friends, ensuring that this Christmas would be remembered as the one filled with laughter, friendship, and the sweet melody of the four calling birds. Well, there you have it. That was a great story, don't you think? I wonder, though, what's going to happen on the fifth day of Christmas? I guess we'll have to tune in to the next episode of Bedtime Adventures, Adventures, Adventures. And now, from the Kids Zone, it's Bedtime Adventures, Adventures, Adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool.